Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you this evening to the Sinha program only on Radio Islam International. This is the program in which we find out and we query all those products which are halal and permissible for us to eat, and those items, those products and those food products that we should be staying away from. Our guest on the program is Maulana Bilal, who is from the Sinha offices. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope you, Maulana, as well as all your listeners are well.
Jee, alhamdulillah, we are all well, and we hope the same for yourself, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain at all.
Alhamdulillah. How's the week? How did the week go?
Alhamdulillah, a lot of queries we've had about, you know, the listeriosis story in the news, and how that affects halal meat for the halal industry. And basically, the affected products or the products that have been identified as being affected by this bacteria are not in any way or form certified by Sinha. We've also received a lot of queries about rainbow chicken. That we certify one part of the rainbow chicken operation. We only certify the fresh and frozen chicken. We do not certify the processed products at all, in fact, for the last 7 years.
Yeah, and I think that's where some of the confusion might have come about, because Sinha does only certify the chicken. There's a part of the chicken, you know, the fresh chickens that are Sinha approved that comes from rainbow chickens, and the part that is actually affected had nothing to do with the chickens. It was the processed food, the bologna, etc. The part that was affected, and I think some people became a bit agitated and a bit worrisome, etc. You know, what's happening with rainbow chickens and how come they, you know, with the Sinha approval and no comment from Sinha. So, but anyway, that issue, I think, Maulana, has now been clarified as far as the Sinha part of it.
Alhamdulillah, it has been clarified. And what we noticed also is that many people were not aware that Sinha, in fact, had taken away certification 7 years ago of those products because of the imported Brazilian MDM, or mechanically deep, because of the imported meat, a cheap meat product. That's commonly referred to as white slime or pink slime, that they use as a bulking agent to extend or filler in these cheap bologna products or cheap processed meat products. With regards to meat in Brazil, the slaughtering procedures and the abattoirs there, you know, on our visits, as I mentioned previously also, we have found so many discrepancies, so many problems with these abattoirs, that we will not give any guarantee for these Brazilian meat products. And we don't stand as any surety for it. We would rather advise consumers to avoid it at all costs.
Okay. Apologies there. Okay, we got quite a few questions coming through. Maybe we can start going through them. There's a question coming through, Maulana, starting off first up tonight. Malak Whopping Cream. It's spelled M-I-L-L-A-C. Malak Whopping Cream. It's made by Lakeland Dairies.
Gee, that whopping cream is halal suitable.
Okay.
It's used in the bakery industry. It's not an actual, you know, when we think of a fresh cream product, it's actually a replacement type of cream.
Okay, so that's fine. Jazakallah for that, Maulana. Other questions? Crunchy chocolate made by Cadbury's.
Unfortunately, we haven't received the full disclosure from them. Their product is imported from Poland, from facilities that are not halal certified, and we haven't received the full disclosure, so we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay. Well, tell me this entire... Okay, there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
salam. Jee, Appa?
Sweet chili next made by Truda Halal?
Yes, that next is halal suitable.
And is Kosob also made by Truda, is it halal?
Yes, it is also halal suitable.
Is all the Truda chips halal?
Truda chips have given us disclosure on the ingredients. Yes, the products are halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for the call as well. No other callers on the line. Okay. With regards to, you know, this crunchy chocolate, no, this is made by Cadbury, and Cadbury has been bought over, I think, by Mondelez. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes. In fact, by Kraft Food many years back, and then they restructured their company into Mondelez.
Okay. Now, tell me, Ma, with Mondelez, normally what we have been hearing from Sinha is that Mondelez, the products that are made in South Africa are halal. Am I correct there as well?
Yes, the chocolate products manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable.
But like example, the crunch is made in Poland, so then that is why the doubt comes about.
But where they do give us full disclosure, then we can advise, like in the case of the flake products, which produced Thailand or in Egypt that we have also found to be halal suitable. You know, it's a bit difficult
So it's more like a case-by-case scenario in this. Okay. All right. That makes it much more clear for us. But I think sometimes the doubt also comes is that you get people don't really understand because they'll see Mondelez, made by Mondelez, made in, example, Egypt for Mondelez, South Africa. So now, you know, that causes a bit of confusion. It's not made in South Africa, but it's made for South Africa. Is made for South Africa and made in South Africa the same thing?
No, not necessarily. It's not the same thing. South Africa made in South Africa, according to South African legislation, is to clearly state that, the country of origin. So you would see it say made in South Africa and made for South Africa. Yes, the product is produced overseas, perhaps in Poland, Ireland, Egypt, Kenya, sometimes China. But that product is specifically made according to the South African specification.
Okay. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum salam.
Jay, you can go ahead with the query.
Is Cadbury Crunch, the crunchy chocolate made by Cadbury halal?
Okay, as we've just been discussing, that is an imported product, and unfortunately we cannot give you any guarantee for it.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Okay, you can have to buy some other chocolates for the time being. Mona, I have another question. Jazakallah. Any other queries? Okay, so you've dropped the line already. I think it's two callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I wanted to know from Marana, the Kaylee's big marshmallows, are they halal?
Yes, Kaylee's marshmallows are certified halal by Senha.
But they got no logo on it, Senha logo on the new boxes.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the production of the latest batch, they had forgotten to print on the packaging our halal logo. However,
the
product
still
remains
halal. Yes, you can slide it.
Oh,
JazakAllah. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, to ask Mawlana Bilal, clear chocolate cookies, are they certified though?
I didn't get the brand name there.
It's called Clear chocolate cookies.
Did you say clear?
Clear, yeah. You know the word clear and then it's chocolate cookies.
Ma, it's clear chocolate cookies.
Okay, personally, I haven't come across that product. If you can please forward the details, the manufacturer details, which country it's manufactured in, any other relevant
information. Because it doesn't say which country. I don't know if it's locally or... But I think it's locally because, it looks like it's South African somewhere.
I'm going to need more details to trace the product. Once we know who the manufacturer is, then we are able to then query it further and investigate it further on your behalf.
Okay, brother, maybe if you could advise you, maybe if it's possible, if you could maybe take a picture of it and send it to Senha, maybe an email or something to them, they'll be able to check on the product, they'll be able to trace exactly who it is made by, they know where to look and what to look for. That would make it much easier going forward. They'd be able to then investigate it and query it, and inshallah, very soon they'll be able to give you the answer with regards to that product.
So if it's a Muslim store which stocks it, it doesn't mean it's halal. Am I right?
No,
I must not accept it. It's Muslim selling it, at a local Muslim outlet, so it's halal. Okay, JazakAllah.
Okay, JazakAllah khair. You can contact Sena and they will, inshallah, give you more with regards to the product. Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
Jay, what's your query?
Nana, is the Raise jelly halal?
The Raise jelly?
Jay.
Okay, I haven't come across that product. Then please forward the details to our offices and inshallah we can then query it further for you.
Okay, JazakAllah.
Just very quickly, maybe if Mark could just give the number of the officers, those people that are querying, with what number they can contact you people on?
Yeah, our nationwide call number, 0861-786-111. Our email address, helpline@senha.org.za. You can also send us pictures and queries on social media. That would be on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, senha_halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Well, I see there's other queries coming through. Let's try and take a look at as many as possible. Better Way fish oil capsules, are they halal?
The capsule, unfortunately, is manufactured using beef gelatin from cattle not slaughtered by Muslims. Therefore, we would advise you to not use that product.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are the Afia cakes from Turkey certified by Senha or are they halal suitable?
Unfortunately, not certified by us. With regards to Turkish products, we only accept the products if they are actually certified by GEMDES, a reputable, recognized halal certification body. It's not certified by that body, and it's very difficult to come across products certified by them in the South African market, and then unfortunately we cannot give any guarantee.
Okay. Now what about Dairy Milk Oreo chocolate? Is that halal suitable?
The product still remains on the query. There are a few ingredients we need further clarity on.
Okay. So Oral-B Ultra Sun Green Tea toothbrushes, is that approved by Senha?
Yes, that you may use.
Okay. Just waiting as you're waiting. But I see there was quite a few queries that had come through with regards to the Colgate toothpaste.
Colgate toothpaste to date, we haven't received any feedback from them. In the interim, we would advise you to use alternatives like the Aquafresh, Sensodyne, White Glow, Mentholin P, Close Up. You can use these brands, but on Colgate at the moment, no clarity.
Okay, Manana, what about Lent Orange Flavored Dark Chocolate?
With the Orange Flavored Dark Chocolate, there is a variant which contains Control, and Control is special type of wine, a French wine, and that product would be haram. So please, in the ingredients, if it mentions this word Control, which is spelled C-O-I-N-T-R-I-U, I think.
Okay. Manana, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Jiapa, what's your query?
Manana, I wanted to know if Manhattan marshmallows are halal.
These marshmallows contain beef gelatin from cattle not slaughtered by Muslims. Therefore, we would advise you to abstain from them.
Okay, exactly. And is any Manhattan sweets halal?
There are a few that like the romantic Manhattan romantic sweets, which are halal suitable. So basically, okay. Only the gelatin-free product.
Okay, exactly. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ma, which omega-3 and 6 tablets is halal?
In the omega-3 and 6 range, there's a product called A-Vogel, Veg Omega.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Revite vegetarian variants, which is usually the yellow-colored bottles. And in the Solel range, you would have the Solel fish oil, fish gelatin capsule. You have the Solel linseed and flaxseed oil. Also, that's a vegetarian capsule. But it would be better if you do send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
There are some Solel products which contain non-halal gelatin. There are some that contain halal gelatin. Between the different variants, and just to make sure that you do not make a mistake, it's better that you have it on the record.
Oh, okay. Ma, what about, okay, I think there's a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji.
I want to ask Maulana to please tell us from which butchers can we buy all our bologna and bianas. Just clarify this for us, please. Jazakallah, Kaniko.
Okay, with regards to all processed meat products, we give a guarantee, obviously, if you are purchasing from a Senha certified butchery meat distributor, from a Senha certified abattoir, we give a guarantee that those products are definitely halal. You can purchase with peace of mind from them.
Okay. Marana, is there any halal fishaways in Gauteng?
Yes, there are many. If you would like to know exactly which stores, you can go to senha.co.za. There's a search restaurant function. You go to the Gauteng section, you just put in the word fishaways, and you'll pick up many of them.
Okay. Mine, I think with regards to the previous caller, you know about the butchers where they can purchase. Whichever butchers are certified by Senha, they can go on the website and they'll find that there as well. Am I correct?
Very similar procedure. All you have to do is go to our website, go to the Gauteng section, and look at the butchers that are certified. If you are in Gauteng, or if you are anywhere else in the country, you can pick up the butchers in your area as well.
Okay. Ma, what about endearments?
Endearments, unfortunately, also contain non-halal bovine gelatin, and we would advise you to stay away from it.
The BioStress multivitamin tablet, is that halal?
The tablet is halal suitable, The liquid, however, contains 2.5% ethanol, so that you can only use if you're diluting it with something. And usually they do tell you, they recommend to you, that you take it with some tea or you put it in your yogurt or in your cereal.
Mm.
And if you take it that way, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, Mark, is a kid. Okay, there's another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
Jay.
I find out the Eagle Valley product, chicken product, halal.
Eagle Valley Abattoir is certified halal by us. Yes, the product are halal.
Exactly.
Okay, Malana, I'm seeing a question here. Is Hellman's mayonnaise halal?
Yes, it is halal, certainly.
Okay, other queries coming through, just trying to go through them. Yes. Okay, well, what about the Beacon chocolate marshmallow eggs?
The Beacon chocolate marshmallow eggs contain bovine gelatin. Please do stay away from that. It's only the candy hen eggs that are halal suitable, and that's gelatin free.
Okay, can Malana please inform us what jellies are Sena approved?
The jellies are from a brand called Simply Delish. Jelly is distributed by Alifa Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fortified foods jellies are also certified halal by us. At Shoprite Checkers, you would find a brand called First Choice Jellies. That's also halal suitable. There's another brand called Ahmed's and Afan, which are usually stocked by the Muslim spice shops.
Okay, there's another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jay, what's the query?
Mama, what's your name? Stimerol gums are halal.
Stimerol gums, there are some flavors which are not halal. Those flavors are the Stimerol wild, the Stimerol berry patty, firstly, and then the Stimerol spearmint, and you have the Stimerol strawberry. So those three flavors, and there is one more. I just can't recall it at the moment, but inshallah, when I do recall it, we just listen on the program, I'll recall it now, inshallah, and mention the name. The spearmint berry patty, the strawberry, and the watermelon.
Jazakum Allah. Another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Is the Pyrenees sauce made by Nando's halal?
Mark, I didn't get the name of the product yet.
The Pyrenees.
They're talking about sauce, Molina. I think it's called Pyrenees. By Nando's.
Nando's.
The Nando's sauce Pyrenees.
That is halal for the brand.
And is Pakimo chocolate halal, the Pakimo one?
The line is quite bad from the consumer side in my end, yeah?
Can you just say the query again? What chocolates are you talking of?
Pakimo. P-A-C-I-N-O.
P-A-C-I-N-O. Now there's a chocolate called Bacino or Bacino.
Okay, it doesn't ring a bell. It does seem like an imported product. If the consumer can please forward the details to our offices, and inshallah we can check further for them.
Okay.
Jazakallah. All right, Jazakallah. Just try and send your queries through to the Sena offices. Another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a question. Beacon Turkish Delight. Is it halal?
Yes, it is halal too.
Beacon Turkish Delight.
Yes.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, Ma, regarding ice creams made by R&R and Froneri, Nestle, are they halal? They don't carry the Sena sign. They make Oreo, Kit Kat Flake, etc.
Yes, only the products manufactured in South Africa, however. So you would find there's a Nestle Kit Kat cone, and there is an Oreo stick ice cream, which are imported. Those products we don't have information on at the moment. However, all the other R&R ice creams, which are manufactured in South Africa, are halal.
Okay. What about the Crystal Valley Long Life Milk?
That is also halal suitable.
Okay. Another query here is with regards to products on Saudi Airlines. Is food on Saudi Airlines halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have access to the manufacturing kitchen or the catering kitchens. We don't order them. We don't visit them. We don't know who their suppliers are. And therefore, we are not in a position to give you any guarantee at all. When flying the best advice is to simply take something from home in conjunction with a fruit platter.
Okay, Marana, what about Mentos sweets and Yogurt sweets?
Mentos sweets, there are some flavors which are not halal. They do contain an insecticide color, that is carmine, cochineal, or E120. Those flavors, the carmine is also clearly marked on the packaging. So those flavors are the grape, the cinnamon, the cherry yogurt, the strawberry yogurt, the rainbow rolls, the sour mix, and then the grape is also part of the mixed berry combination. Mm. Stay away from those.
Okay.
And the Yogurt sweets, they are halal certified by Senna.
Now what about strawberry pronutro?
Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee for that flavor. When we had evaluated the product, we had found a problem with it. Unfortunately, since then, the company does not want to give us any further disclosure.
So, Oreo bubbly chocolate?
Oreo bubbly chocolate, at the moment, we are still querying the product. There are some disclosures still outstanding.
Mother Cadbury whole nut chocolate?
That is halal suitable.
Yogurt lollipops?
Certified by Senna.
Okay, let's look at this. Is Reese's Pieces halal?
Reese's also no disclosure from the manufacturer. It's an import either from China or from the US, and unfortunately we haven't been able to get much information on it.
Close-up toothpaste made in China?
That is halal suitable.
Okay, as we wait for this one to close, the next one is plain yogurt, or rather, which plain yogurt is halal?
There is the yogurt manufactured by Springfield Dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Lancewood. There's the Clover. There's Nutriday Double Cream and Nutriday Zero Plain, but not the low-fat plain. So these are the common brands that you'll find.
Well, there's a question here. The question just reads, is Nando owned by Muslim Halal? That's all it says.
Side, you know, with any franchise concept or franchise restaurant, we firstly need to enter into an agreement with the franchisor head office, who are responsible for the dispatch of all ingredients, all raw materials, all services. You know, like one of Lucky has told me, you know, the individual owner of a franchise restaurant doesn't have authority to order toilet roll for his bathroom.
Mm.
You know, to such an extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tissues that he gives out to the customers who come to the store, he has to get approval from the head office.
Mm.
Right. So without an agreement to the head office, how does one guarantee the status of the store downstairs? Senna doesn't have such an agreement with Nando's head office. Unfortunately, from our side, we cannot stand as a witness. We cannot give any guarantee for any Nando's store.
It's a final question very, very quickly. The person is asking if going for Umrah, is there a website or a number we can contact to find out where we can purchase meals from?
Unfortunately, we don't have much information or can't really give any guarantees with regards to food outlets in Saudi Arabia. The best that we can do is to advise you to only consume meat that you are sure of, that is locally produced.
So exactly,
you have to use your discretion and you will have to inquire from the place where you're buying any food.
Okay. Jazakallah for your time, Mulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity, and to remind the consumers, if there was any query where you feel you need further clarity or you would like to suggest something to Senna for us to take our management to consider, if you have any criticisms, please give us a call on 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@senna.org.za, and find us on social media.
Jazakallah, Marana. Jazakallah to the listeners for those queries that came in through. We are all, alhamdulillah, we are all learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now grant us the tawfiq to practice. With that, we conclude this week's discussion on the Senna program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.